Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
We love technology, and everybody's all excited with the iPads. I was the only coach in the country who voted against. I'm like, well, I don't want iPads. I want to. The old days, you actually watch the action, figure out what's going on. You had to go make adjustments. You don't get, like, I can get a 9-year-old kid to watch the play on iPad and say, listen, that guy was running wide open up the seam. We should cover him, right? Like, it's, you, there's so all the technology. It's you know, smart by the technology people that sell it. Like, but I hate all of it. So. I used to like when you had a coach. Now you fucking have a coach. I got an iPad. I'd watch every single play right after it happened. Like, you used to have to make in-game adjustments. Now the iPad will make them for you. Pretty soon there'd be robots outside. You only have to hire us. You wouldn't even be talking to me. You know, it'd be great. Oh, this is great. This technology. Like, we'll have fake officials, fake players. Fake. It'll just be like playing NCAA 25, you know. Just fucking play video game.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the score. Frank Martin yells at clouds.
Yeah.
Huh? Was that not
Chuck Martin, the coach of the Miami of Ohio.
Oh,
defending,
Frank, I'm on the basketball.
Yeah, I'm basketball. Yeah. The defending MAC champions. They played Northwestern on Saturday on the lakefront in Evanston. That'll be a fun game. And he was.
The Wi-Fi's working.
Complaining in a rant mode. Funny stuff, though.
Yeah.
Good coach.
Funny.
Good football coach.
Let's get to the hotline. It is the Aturo Tire Hotline, Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. And there we find Matt Fortuna. It is a big night tonight, Matt. 21 games, the start in earnest of the college football season in America. Let's add that. Hi, Matt. How are you, bud?
I'm great. I'm even better now that I got to start this segment by listening to my friend Chuck Martin rant as only he can do.
That's no hysterical. Doubt about it.
That was really good stuff. Let's start with Northwestern and Miami then on Saturday. What do you think is going to happen? And how much different is this year for David Braun in charge of Northwestern as the reigning Big Ten Coach of the Year? Much different circumstances than a year ago.
Yeah, David, it's completely different. I mean, no one really knew who this guy was last year. He had never worked at the FBS level in any capacity. And all of a sudden, he's taken over a one-win program with a fractured locker room at a university that's going through a lot of trust issues, to put it lightly, right? And they did not get off to a great start last year, I think, which is what gets overlooked with the work David Braun did last year. I mean, that was a bad football team that started off really bad, and you were wondering if they were even going to win an FBS game last year. And by the end of it, they're on this big winning streak. They win 8 games. They win the Vegas Bowl. He gets promoted. And now you've got the stadium situation, which, while very stressful for everyone involved there in the off season, I think ultimately is going to create a home field advantage and a really cool atmosphere at Northwestern during this little interim period this year, next year, that they never really had before, right? I mean, Ryan Field got blown up for a reason. It was a dump. It was an old stadium. It was the extra home venue of pretty much every Big Ten team they played because all the Chicago alumni would show out for that. Now you've got this tiny 15,000 capacity structure literally on the lakefront, and it's going to be all Northwestern fans. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. Campus is going to be activated. All that green space right there are going to be beer gardens and tailgating scenes. It's going to resemble a real atmosphere, and I'm curious and excited to see how Northwestern and the football program respond to it.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about that. It's really kind of cool as the until they get the new building up, and they're, man, that, you know, the old stadium is gone, and they're really doing some work there. I'm curious, with the changing nature of the Big Ten, right? Now it's 18 teams. How are we looking at this? It just seems like there's so much change. And, you know, ditto the SEC. How are we evaluating all of these programs? I mean, Ryan Day has got a lot of pressure on him. He's expected to win. I understand that. But generally speaking, with the changes at Michigan, the defending champs, with the expansion of the conference, what does that take a different viewpoint to the conference? Do we have to look at things a little differently?
Yeah, I think so. Particularly with schools like Northwestern that were in the West in past years and had an easier annual round of opponents, whereas now it's kind of a free for all, right? I mean, Northwestern, Minnesota, I'll use those two schools for example. You know, Northwestern won 8 games last year. Minnesota has done it multiple times under PJ Fleck. Are those fan bases ready to accept the fact that 6-6 is the new 8-4, right? Like in a pro market, are they going to understand that this is not the Big Ten West where you're playing Iowa, Purdue, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and you're avoiding Ohio State and Michigan for the most part, right? You have an easier round of opponents. Now, you're going to be playing in Ohio State or Michigan. You're going to be playing a USC or an Oregon or a Washington. It's going to be much, much different. And I'm curious to see how the newcomers change the overall makeup and style of play, right? It felt like both divisions in the past had a distinct style of play, particularly in the Big Ten West. They all played a similar style of football. What's that going to be like as the Big Ten expands coast to coast and as you play a different round of opponents? Now, conversely, you look at schools like Iowa, Rutgers, Penn State, at least this year, their schedules are relatively easy, you know, to some of the other Big Ten teams, right? Penn State does not play Michigan this year. They do not play Oregon. They get Ohio State at home. They get Washington at home. This is a team that, you know, has won 10-plus games multiple years in a row but couldn't get over that proverbial hump by beating Ohio State and Michigan. Well, this year you only need to beat one of them, right? And even then, if you go 10-2, you're probably getting the playoff in the Big Ten this year. Same with Iowa. They have a remarkably easy Big Ten schedule, relatively speaking. And a team like Rutgers, no one's calling them a playoff contender, but that's a team. If everything breaks right for them and they take advantage of the schedule and they stay healthy, they could win 8 or 9 games and really get a huge momentum boost for a program that's in need of it.
Let's talk about Illinois, Matt. So you look at Brett Bielema, they start tonight against Illinois, against Eastern Illinois. And in 4 seasons, Bielema is 18-19. And last year, I think his salary kicked in, so he's a $6 million man. I don't know what kind of urgency he's facing with his boss, Josh Whitman. I don't know if this is a make-or-break year for Brett Bielema. How are you looking at this season for the Illini, and how good might they be?
Yeah, David, I'm with you. I would not call it a make-or-break season. I don't think there's any like proverbial pressure or hot seat or anything like that. I think, you know, Brett Bielema likes Illinois, and Illinois likes Brett Bielema, right? Obviously, last year on the field did not go according to plan, and they need to bounce back this season. But I am curious about the long-term outlook of them for the reasons you just outlined. And going back to the last question a little bit, you talk about Big Ten West football. Well, Brett Bielema was kind of like the avatar for that, right? Mm-hmm. He's done it at Illinois. He did it at Wisconsin. He did it as an assistant coach and player at Iowa before that. You know, when they hired Brett Bielema, I think they had the vision in mind of being the next Wisconsin or Iowa, that team that's going to beat you in the trenches, win 8 games, maybe 10 games in a really good year, and get to Indianapolis for the Big Ten title game, which they were very, very close to doing his second year there in Champaign. Obviously a bit of a step back last season. They've relied on the transfer portal, I think, a little bit more than I would have expected, just because when they first came in and took over that program, they were all about, you know, not necessarily putting a fence around the state, but re-embracing the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago. And I think they've gone away from that a little bit by going so transfer heavy. But this is a big year for them. I mean, they need to go bowling at the very least, right? I mean, there's no Big Ten West to hide it anymore. I understand that. The schedule's going to be a little bit more difficult. But they do have continuity. They have their OC coming back. They have their quarterback coming back. They bring back their defensive coordinator for the second year in a row. So I do think the program elements are in the right place for Brett Bielema and the Illini. It's about going out there on Saturdays and winning football games.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, Matt, you know, this is a fascinating subject to me, how you put your team together. And you know, do you rely on traditional recruiting, or do you have to get very heavily involved in the portal? And do you need effectively like a pro personnel guy, a whole nother department to help you in that way? And we're going to see it maybe, you know, Georgia against Clemson. Clemson hadn't embraced it, hadn't jumped on NIL, and maybe was slow to the party with that. Then you got Notre Dame against Texas A&M, and we got another new star quarterback transfer for Notre Dame. So how is it a fine line in how you put that together, or do you just want to get the best team you can?
Yeah, I've never seen more press releases in one offseason announcing general manager hires, right? And I know that title has a very specific definition in pro sports and a much looser definition in college sports because there is no salary cap. But I think you're starting to see most of these blue bloods approach it that way, right? Like, how much do we want to allocate this year to finding a quarterback? How much do we want to allocate to finding a pass rusher, et cetera, et cetera? It's different. And you brought up Clemson. They are the perfect example. And look, Dabo Swinney has proved all of us wrong time and time again. He's one of three active coaches who has a national title, and he's got two of them. They're still a really good program, I think, if not the ACC favorite, an ACC contender. But you're seeing that fine line between being a conference contender and a national contender. And in the case of Clemson, for the most part, it's a refusal to dip their toes into the portal. They're the only non-academy that did not take an incoming transfer this season, which is insane to think about in the year 2024. This is a program that obviously had elite quarterback play when they were winning big with Deshaun Watson, with Trevor Lawrence. They've got good quarterback play now. I wouldn't call it elite just yet with Cade Klubnik. But it was a program that was not necessarily recruiting at that level of a Georgia and Ohio State. They were right behind them, but when you had the quarterback right, when you had the defensive coordinator right in Brett Venables, and you had the culture element right with Dabo Swinney, they had enough there to get over the hump and win national titles. Well, now you're not basically portaling to band-aid your recruiting mistakes, right? If Georgia misses on a five-star, they could go out and get a transfer five-star tomorrow. Clemson is not doing that, and I think you're starting to see them fall behind on the field because of their lack of adapting so far. And it'll be very interesting. I think the biggest fear, if you're the ACC, especially after seeing Florida State lose last week, if Clemson goes out there Saturday and gets whooped by Georgia and then runs through the ACC, which I think is very possible, you're going to see a lot of people saying, see, the ACC isn't that good. They only deserve one bid. The SEC deserves four or five, et cetera. You're already, I think, starting to hear some whispers of that, and you're going to see more politicking than ever from the two big conferences, the Big Ten and SEC, when it comes to filling these playoff spots.
Meanwhile, Notre Dame uses the portal to find quarterbacks. College free agency produced Riley Leonard a year after Sam Hartman. I think they upgraded there, Matt. They go down to College Station, tough place to play. Texas A&M is 20th. Notre Dame might be overranked a little bit, overrated at number 7. I don't know yet. Preseason polls are very difficult to decipher. Marcus Freeman has a pretty good team, inexperienced offensive line. What do you expect Saturday night in Texas?
Yeah, I think that's the game of the week, David. If you're Notre Dame, you got to win this one because I think it's the only game you're probably going to be an underdog in. And if you do win this one, if you look at that schedule, boy, they really should go undefeated in the regular season. Now, I know crazy things happen in college football, but David, they play three true road games, only two of which are out of state, the first one and the last one at USC. They play, they're the only power conference team that plays four group of five opponents. They play Miami of Ohio, NIU, and Army and Navy. It's a very, very, very weak schedule outside of this season. I think schedule strength more than ever before is going to be looked at and dissected when you get into those debates about who should be in the college football playoff. And so I know it's a TV show. I know they're a big brand, but this is one year where it would really behoove Notre Dame to go 11-1 or 12-0. And not find themselves in a situation where they're 10-2 and they get left out because of their strength of schedule.
I'm curious, when you look at the playoff and how that will change the game, you know, we saw Florida State lose its opener. Now, you know, it's not good to go to Dublin and lose to Georgia Tech, an unranked team, but that doesn't end their season, right? I mean, you know, maybe if they lose to Notre Dame, they lose to Miami, maybe their season's ended. But at this point, a bad misstep early doesn't necessarily mean you can't get back into the playoff.
Completely. I mean, it was disappointing, no doubt about it, but the season is not over. It's far from over. And the other part of this that I think we're all going to, you know, adjust to in real time, this is an NFL model in the sense of, like, division winners, conference winners get byes. So whoever wins the ACC and Big 12 will probably be the 3-4 seed and have a bye in the college football playoff. And if you look at the preseason rankings, the highest ranked ACC team before last week, Florida State at 10, highest ranked Big 12 team, I believe, is Utah at 13. So they may be the 10th and 13th best teams in the country, but they're going to be seeded as though they're 3-4. And that's why I think if you're a Notre Dame and you can't get a bye, but you're not playing in a conference championship game, let's say you go 11-1 and get the 5 seed. You should be a 3 or 4, but they're going to put you at 5. Well, let's map out this scenario. You got a home playoff game against the lowest playoff team, which is probably a group of 5 team like the MAC champion or Boise State or something like that. That's a game you should win at home. And if you win that, you go to a neutral site to play a 4 seed, which is probably going to be the Big 12 or ACC champion, which might not even be a top 10 team. So already in that situation, you're talking about a Notre Dame team that's probably going to be favored in its first two playoff games. So I think the calculus when mapping out how this thing's going to unfold is going to be fascinating to see in real time, especially with the automatic bid aspect.
Great stuff, Matt. Keep up the great work. Thanks, on the Inside Matt. Zone.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
That is Matt Fortuna. Does a great job.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.